You ever feel like some of the headlines that we talk about, Stacey, are like really evil Mad Libs?
Every day.
I mean, the headlines are just things that I couldn't really conceive of being a headline several years ago. This one, North Carolina man convicted of beating elderly woman and burning her alive while she was on a Zoom call.
Oh my God. I don't mean to laugh, but I've been part of Zoom meetings where there's multiple people on camera. And because we're required to be on camera, so you're held accountable.
Yeah.
And you'd see some weird stuff going on. Like if there were 20 people and, you know, they're all lined up so it looks like Hollywood squares. So you're seeing just tiny squares. You can't quite see great detail because they're so small on the screen.
Yeah.
But you can see enough where you're like, what's going on there?
What's the worst you've seen or suspected you were seeing on the Zoom call?
Okay, so I worked for a veterinary company and I was working remotely. We had to have, we were all on screen watching the night before Christmas. Oh, no, was it? Maybe it was the Grinch. It was the Grinch. We were all required to do some sort of thing where we're having to be on screen and take part in our holiday party.
Yeah.
And there was somebody in the upper right corner that I think was getting a little frisky. And I think they thought they turned their screen, their camera off, and they did not.
How were they getting down
and dirty, but it was enough like, we can see you.
Like what was happening?
Well,
go ahead.
Her significant other had come on screen and he was definitely starting to make out with her, and you could see that there was some motion going on. And it, like I said, this, it was so small in the upper right corner that you couldn't quite see, but you could see other people like kind of looking, and you could tell that they're going, what's going on? And then the camera got turned off. So I think at some point they went,
Oops. Oh my God.
Yeah. So that's the weirdest thing I've seen. Yeah. Nothing like this story, though.
Nothing like this. I don't have any stories on it. In an unsettling case that stunned San Francisco, a jury this last week found 63-year-old Min Jen Guan guilty of a heinous crime, one that shockingly played out on a live Zoom meeting. In a public announcement, the San Francisco District Attorney's Office confirmed Guan's conviction of first-degree murder and elder abuse linked to the brutal death of 79-year-old woman Yu Quin Sun, whom KTVU-TV identified as Guan's housemate in June of 2020 within the confines of their shared residence on the 400 block of 16th Avenue in San Francisco's Richmond District, a chilling scene unfolded. Keep in mind, June of 2020, we were getting into lockdown for the first time with COVID. So everybody was on Zoom and we weren't leaving our homes. Son, an elderly woman actively involved in her community online, was in the midst of a virtual Zoom class when the unimaginable happened. Another participant on the call reported the horrifying sight. Son, visible on the screen, was suddenly knocked down and hit. The shocking display of violence was not just a private nightmare. It played out on the screens of the unsuspecting participants on the Zoom call, making them virtual witnesses to this horrific act. District Attorney Brooke Jenkins described the scene, the crime, in words that captured its gravity: horrific and brutal. This act of violence was not just an assault against one elderly woman, but an affront to our collective sense of safety and security in our homes and online spaces. In a world where virtual interactions have become the norm, this case snarkly highlights the unexpected ways in which our lives can be intruded upon. Since June 18th of 2020, Guan has been held in the San Francisco County Jail, stripped of his liberties as he awaits the outcome of his trial. Now the jury's guilty verdict, he now faces severe consequences for his actions. Guan could spend a minimum of 25 years to a potential lifetime in prison, punishment that reflects the gravity of his crimes. His sentencing is set to take place on June 16th, where the extent of his sentence will be decided by the court. I hate cases like this where it starts with 25 years to potential life. Shouldn't it just be potential life if you beat someone and started them on fire while on a Zoom call? I mean, this is just, this is clearly someone cracking, or I don't know what was going on, because we don't really have much knowledge of the motivation here, other than they did it.
Well, they were housemates, and during quarantine, we heard a lot about how domestic abuse really increased because people were stuck. They couldn't go anywhere. It doesn't make up for it. It doesn't make it right, but it might give you a little more insight into, you know, what's going on. People can't leave their homes. They may say, you know, I love my significant other or my roommate. I care about them, but they're driving me fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Now, literally.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is horrifically violent.
I think that one of the first things, because I always go to like the worst case scenarios with everything. When COVID started and everything, when they were shutting down March Madness in 2020, because that's about when it was starting to, they were shutting shit down, the stock market crashed, and all that. I remember the first thing I thought is, well, domestic violence is going to go way up.
Because, 100% correct.
Because people are going to be stuck at home, and people who have very short tempers and leashes are going to end up erupting here. And that's exactly what occurred. With COVID, I mean, it's such a, when you look back on it retrospectively, the mental health toll that it took on society versus what we ended up doing to try and prevent it. I said it right away. I'm like, this is not going to look good. I ended up going along with it for a while, with the masks and all that to a certain extent. And then I just felt it got ridiculous. But it was, I'd be very curious because I think that toll of deaths and suicide and homicide and mental disorders and breakdowns that we're seeing on the other side of COVID, we're in a different world than we were, previously to COVID.
Absolutely are. We also have people who are dealing with long COVID as well. This disease that just ravages their bodies. So people who were healthy beforehand now are not. Because their body has been assaulted by this virus. We should have done a better job at stopping it.
Well, even if you didn't have the virus, the mental toll that this thing took. Mm-hmm. Is going to be felt for generations to come. It's going to be like, you know, like the Great Depression, for example. Remember being a kid and you had a grandparent or someone or a great grandparent that kind of hoarded things or was kind of weird about some of the ways that they had their possessions or whatever, like little, you know, idiosyncrasies that everybody's like, that's okay. They lived through the Depression. And you're just like, okay, whatever. Like you did that. Like you do whatever you want to do to try and cope with life because you saw some shit I never want to see. I think, it's definitely going to be the same sort of thing here as we get further and further out. And looking back on it, there's so many things that it affected. Mental health wise, the way businesses do business. There's a lot. And it's all because of COVID. That'd be an interesting song. It's all because of COVID.
You should write it.
Self-check. It'll be like a real, I'll do it like Robert Goulet. It'll be self-checkout lines. Everybody's stealing. All sorts of great fun that we can have with that.
It destroyed our society. It destroyed the entire globe and how people interact with one another. I don't know that this generation is going to recover. And the next one, you know, I don't want to get into any conspiracy theories, but being formerly of the veterinary field, I watch a lot of these websites that are tracking diseases and things like that. And we're going to have another pandemic. I'm throwing it out there. It's coming. I don't know when, but it's coming. We've got, if you really want to scare the shit out of yourself, go look up bird flu. That's going to be our next one. I can almost guarantee it. So we need to figure out how to deal with this shit.
They've been saying bird flu for a while, and it comes and it goes, and it affects some countries far worse than others. And I agree. We're going to, it's just statistically factual. We're going to have another one at some point. Exactly when, I don't know. But I do very much wonder how the general public will respond. If there's another, oh my God, lock yourself down, order again and wear masks everywhere and do this and that. how that will be received by the public.
But, you know, I do think it's okay to protect yourself during a pandemic. Depending on the situation, I will still wear a mask because I come from a high-risk household.
Yeah.
My husband had COVID 2 weeks ago. They declared that COVID was done. And the it was 3 weeks ago. And the same day that they declared the pandemic officially done or the emergency, he gets COVID. Well, it's still fucking out there.
It's always going to exist. We've developed therapeutics and things like that that don't make it a death sentence anymore.
Exactly.
So it's just like the flu now. It's a very different virus, but it is very similar in terms of here's how it can be prevented. Here's how it can be treated. It's not have a high odds of dying. But the thing is, people didn't really have high odds of dying to begin with. When we look back on it, the way it was presented as this is death. Not quite as.
There were a lot of people that died. I knew there were quite a few people that passed away from it that were normally healthy. So it was something that we needed to address. We needed to get it figured out. Hopefully we've got it figured out a little bit differently so that for the next time, which there will be one, we do it differently and do it better.
I hope it's like when we're dead. I hope it's a long time. Like the 1918. The 1918 flu. That was a long, long time ago. Can we just like do it again in like 2118 or something? And then.
Well, we did the 2020. So it was, 102 years later, there's our pandemic.
Okay. Well, hopefully it turns into like another 100-year type thing and not like every other year. Guess
Let's
what?
Hope so.
I don't know.
Jeez.
We'll see how much they want to control us. That's what it's going to come down to.
Tony.
I think there's a lot to do with that. All right.
I know you do.
I'm not that big of a conspiracy theorist, but I don't know. This just got way out of control. 888-554-5537. 888-5KILLER is our phone number if you want to weigh in on anything that we're talking about here on the program. We'd love to hear from you. For Stacey, I'm Tony. Stay with us. We'll be right back.